From Maine Public Radio and mainepublic.org, I'm Nora Flaherty, bringing you the news on this day in Maine, Thursday, January 31st, 2019. And on this day, regulators may take a more proactive stance in regulating lobstermen to protect North Atlantic right whales. And innocence versus experience, age versus youth. We'll look at some of the differences between the coaches in Sunday's Super Bowl game. That's ahead in a moment. Legislators in the state have confirmed 9 of the new governor's cabinet nominees. The Senate today overwhelmingly confirmed Democratic Governor Janet Mills' picks to lead the state's financial, transportation, labor, and economic development agencies. They also confirmed the new heads of Maine's wildlife, marine resources, environmental protection, and emergency management agencies, as well as the Workers' Compensation Board. The nominees received unanimous committee votes in their favor this week, although not all were uncontroversial. Fisheries managers in the Atlantic states are considering a more proactive approach to regulating the lobster industry to reduce risks it may pose for the endangered North Atlantic right whale. Fred Bever has details.
Under pressure from lawsuits and the requirements of the Federal Endangered Species Act, the federal government is closely reviewing the health of the right whale population, which is hovering around 410 animals. The result could be the imposition of new gear and other restrictions to reduce the risk of whale entanglement with the rope lobstermen use to position and haul their traps. That process was slowed by the recent government shutdown, and in the meantime, a new lobster whale workgroup, made up of state officials and the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission, has proposed a slate of possible actions with the dual goals of protecting the whales and the, quote, viability and culture of the lobster fishery.
We're doing everything we can at this point to appease the people that think it may be us.
Stephen Train, a lobsterman in Long Island, Maine, is the chair of the board that will take up the working group recommendations at a meeting in Virginia on Tuesday. The board will decide whether to set in motion a process that could lead to reductions in the amount of rope trawlers are allowed to use or the number of traps a boat can deploy, or even impose seasonal closures on the lobster fishery. Train says it's a complicated balancing act.
If we reduce the number of traps on a trawl, are we guaranteeing the same number of traps to stay in the area? Are we going to have increased effort that's going to offset the reductions? And yet we may have a whale regulation saying we can't have any more vertical lines.
The group will also consider purchasing a high-profile enforcement vessel to improve compliance with gear rules. No new whales were born during the last right whale calving season. That added to a 2-year crisis that saw 18 whales die due to entanglements or ship strikes. The news is better so far this calving season. 4 right whale calves have been spotted off Florida over the past 2 months. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Fred Bever.
And you can find a link to the new state-level lobster whale recommendations on our website, mainepublic.org. Old versus young, that's one way to look at Sunday's Super Bowl matchup. On the old, or should we say experienced, side, you have the Patriots. On the young side, the Rams. WBUR's Sports and Society reporter Shira Springer takes a look at the Rams' young head coach and young quarterback and what they think of facing the more seasoned Patriots.
What do Elvis, Obama, Tupac, Ric Flair, and the LA Rams have in common? Take a listen to Rams quarterback Jared Goff calling audibles at the line of scrimmage.
Hey, Elvis! Elvis! Hey, Tupac! Dusty! Tupac! Obama! 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 Hey, Ric Flair!
That's right. The Rams' name plays after a wide range of celebrities, and it reflects the creative leadership of Sean McVay. On Sunday, the 33-year-old McVay will become the youngest head coach in Super Bowl history. But he doesn't like making a big deal about his age.
Whether you're young, whether you're old, coaching is about listening, learning, and then leading. And I've been around a lot of people that can help you do that.
McVay speaks with an energetic intensity. He comes across as thoughtful, even if every sentence sounds like one big run-on. He likes talking about the value of making mistakes and about building relationships and about surrounding yourself with great people. He entertains and amazes reporters with his photographic memory for plays from years ago.
It was an offset gun. We called it fake 38, and it was an option to the left down the left sideline.
When we were going in, we were flipped the field. That was when we hit Gurley on the 80-yard screen.
Rollout pass right, Anderson Russell.
He sounds nothing like this.
Yeah, again, there's a lot of great things that have happened through the years in this franchise and with our teams, but right now we're just focused on the Rams.
That's the unmistakable monotone of Bill Belichick, and his equally unmistakable blinders on, nothing but the next game focus. If the Patriots take home another Lombardi trophy, the 66-year-old Belichick will become the oldest head coach to win a Super Bowl. The age difference between McVay and Belichick is the largest gap between opposing head coaches in Super Bowl history. And with that age gap comes an almost unbelievable experience gap. Some numbers. Belichick is in his 24th season as an NFL head coach. McVay is in his second. Belichick has 291 career wins. McVay has 26. And Belichick is making his ninth Super Bowl appearance as a head coach, while McVay is making his first. Not surprisingly, McVay downplays the value of experience in a Super Bowl setting. And he does it by taking a page straight from Belichick.
One of the things I respect that I've heard Coach Belichick say is, you know, how they're able to operate so consistently is after every year, whether they win the Super Bowl or however the season ends, you wipe the slate clean and each year is a new year.
Now, let's look at the quarterbacks. It's 24-year-old Goff versus 41-year-old Tom Brady.
For me, growing up, you know, he was winning Super Bowls when I was young, when I was, you know, 7, 8 years old.
In the 2016 draft, Goff was the number one pick. Now, he leads the Rams' explosive offense. He's known for being even-keeled and unfazed by the ups and downs of NFL games. But he's never been to the Super Bowl. Tom Brady's playoff resume? It'd take too much time to go through it all. But here's the only bullet point that really matters. He's going for a record-breaking sixth title.
The best ever, if not one of, you know, top two, top three. He's a guy that everyone, I think, that plays this position has looked up to at some point in their career.
When it comes to playing Brady in the Super Bowl, what advice would a 7-year-old Goff have given himself?
he'd be telling 24-year-old, don't focus on him, focus on their defense.
And what about from Brady?
What sort of advice would you give this guy as he gets ready to take on the big bad Patriots?
I'm not giving him any advice.
He's not piling on the praise either.
What does Jared Goff do really well? I mean, he's a great passer of the football.
That's a veteran move by Brady, not giving anything away. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Shira Springer.
For more of today's Maine news, visit our website, mainepublic.org. And from Maine Public, that's This Day in Maine, for Thursday, January 31st, 2019. Thanks to Ed Morin and our digital team. I'm Nora Flaherty.